I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Welcome to episode 405 on the Get Merry podcast. And we're so excited to be back in your ears with a brand new episode. This is going to be a quick burst of motivation. That is our plan. That is our intention for this episode, because we are in week one of Merry Body Yoga Teacher Training. And let me tell you, the vibes are all-time high. The community is already amazing, filled with amazing people setting amazing intentions for the journey ahead. But we want to talk about learning in general, especially as adults or as older human beings. I don't call myself an adult. I guess I am. As adults, how do we approach this and how do we kind of make sure we enjoy it? I think, and also how do we make sure we do it? Because it's so easy to not.
It's so true. I think like, especially with, you know, like learning is also so accessible now. And it's also like that can be to our detriment. It's so accessible, then it's like easier to fail as well. It's easier to sign up for a course, so it's easier to fail a course because it's easier to sign up and not do it. And really, I think that's the most common thing I hear, and maybe I've experienced, you know, you don't commit to it. So I think it's all about balance. It's about balancing the discipline, the structure, you have to be organized, but it's also adding that element of flexibility and of course joy. Because if we get too obsessed with the structure and too disciplined and rigid, then we tend to sometimes not enjoy it so much, or it becomes stressful. But it also can go the other way. If there's if you're not being organized, that can be stressful too, because then you're like, I signed up for this thing and now I'm not doing anything and I suck.
So true. I mean, it's kind of that you have to be honest and realize, like, when you sign up for something or when you want to learn something new, that it's going to take time. It's going to change your current life. So that means, you know, something's going to have to shift. And it might be that you have, you know, spare time, but you're kind of used to spending it on other things. And then you realize, like, oh, like, ah, this is different. And you kind of get like uncomfy and you're like, oh, now I have to like watch this in the evening. And like my evening used to be Bridgerton and now it's not. or whatever. Yeah, it's like, whatever it might be for you.
It's like, oh, usually I just sit around and do nothing. But actually, I should be learning my Italian now. Don't sit around and do nothing.
which like you're totally allowed to do nothing. Like, absolutely do nothing. But if you are wanting to learn something new, it's that being honest, realizing, oh yeah, like I actually need to spend time here, because if I want to learn something new, it's going to take time. And sometimes I think, especially in this world where we receive things so instantly these days, I think it's easy to be like, why is this taking so long? Like, why aren't I there yet? And I think that's a whole other thing as well, like realizing that like that Alan Watts quote, like, you know, we dance for the sake of the dance, not to get to the end. It's like we're learning for the sake of learning itself. And can we show up with that attitude instead of thinking, I got to get to the end to get my certificate, or I got to get to the end just to like tick it off and then I'll be good.
Yeah. And really that is also in the Bhagavad Gita, do the work for the sake of the work, not for the reward, not for the fruits. And I mean, this is the ultimate message in everything we do. We live the life to live the life.
Yeah. Yeah. Where are we trying to get to?
Not to get to the end. We do it to live, like to experience. And I think sometimes we forget, because as well, like, you know, we go to school and it's all about getting grades. And if you're a grade A student, you're great. If you fail, you suck. And I think, as we've spoken about on this podcast before and many times, sometimes we forget or we don't learn why we learn. We just focus on getting the results,
mm-hmm.
and we forget the whole point of it.
Yeah, and maybe it's because we're not learning the things that we're supposed to be.
Yeah,
and,
true.
You know, this is, and like not always the case, because obviously, you know, Emma, you want to learn your Italian, like you do.
Sometimes we
you do want to do that. Stuck. Yeah,
sometimes we're just not disciplined enough, and that's me. Like, and at least I'm responsible, and I mean, I'm, you know, I know I have the self awareness.
Yeah,
I take responsibility.
Yeah.
That's the thing. It's like sometimes you can want it, but if your actions don't show up that way, like, do you really want it? Or are you being a bit lazy? Like, mine is laziness. I'm being lazy with my time management. I'm not a lazy person, but with this, I have been lazy and indecisive of like how I want to learn. Because sometimes it's like you want to learn something, but perhaps you choose a pathway that doesn't work for you.
Yeah.
So, an example would be our online training. Like, if you want to do yoga teacher training, but like you're super busy and you can't dedicate hours and hours of your time, then an online platform is better for you.
Mm-hmm.
If you have tried online before and you don't really like it, then an in-person training is better for you. So it's also about like,
have you tried our online training?
Oh, because yeah. No, ours
is different. Ours isn't just like you sign up and we say see you later. That's not how it works.
No.
It's actually very connected, which I think is pretty amazing. So let's go back to talking about deciding to learn certain things and how do you go about that? Because I think as you get older, it's really easy to just stop learning and to just think, well, I know enough now. Like, I don't need to do anything. But actually learning is really can be really fun, but how do we actually figure out what we want to learn? And I think this is where we just have to tune in and look at the things that light us up or look at the things that make us feel excited or give us that like burst of energy, or, you know, you're just like intrigued and you have this curiosity where you're just like, I'm going to Google that. Or you like, you even find yourself already self-learning. Like, maybe you listen to podcasts. Mm. Maybe you actively follow someone on Instagram who's teaching you, I don't know, how to cook pasta. But like, look at what you're actually interested in. And they're little signs. Like, we always say this, like, they're not random. Like, the things that you're interested in are not random. They're there for a reason. They're like little breadcrumbs. And it's our job in this life experience to follow the breadcrumbs and to pick them up and to eat them and to taste them and to see if it's for us. And if it's not, okay, great, let me try something else. And I think that's the way that you should go about learning. It's like, what is lighting me up? What is getting me excited? Let me get some more of that and see if I want to dive even deeper. And the reason I know that is because that's exactly what I did with yoga for me. When I walked into that yoga class and I picked up the brochure and I was like, ooh, and it was like this little breadcrumb. And then, you know, every yoga class was like another breadcrumb. And eventually I did my training and it completely shifted my life. And this is the coolest thing, is like, we never know what learning something new can do to the path of the of our life that is unfolding in front of us.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, we can never know as we're walking it. It only makes sense as we look back. And we know that because, you know, we can reflect on that with the yoga teacher training and our business journey. Mm-hmm. That, you know, 11 years ago or 11 plus years ago when we started the Merrymaker Sisters, we never thought we'd be teaching yoga and Pilates, and never ever did we think that we would be teaching yoga teacher training. So,
but it's literally like the funnest thing that we do.
Yes, I know.
So it's like, thank God that we, like, you know, we actually decided to learn the new thing, because life would have looked very different. And this is where we invite you to like check in what inspires you, what lights you up, what makes you get excited. Like, can we add more of that to life? And maybe it starts with self-paced learning, as in like podcasts or blogs or going to a 2-hour event or something about it. You don't have to dive into a program or a course or a certification right away. It could be you know, you just dabble in it and then maybe you want to dabble a little bit more. But
exactly,
like the biggest thing is that we're learning for the journey of the learning itself. We're like, we don't say rush through the learning. We don't say, let's just get it done. Let's just tick it off when we're talking about our yoga teacher training. And I would invite you to approach any learning like that. Like, don't rush. Like, can you take your time? Because we're always rushing through life. And it's like, why?
Exactly. And I mean, that's the nature of the world we're living in, right? So it's like we have to, you know, be thoughtful in the slowing down and aware of where we're rushing and where potentially we can slow the pace down and not have that instant, you know, I want it now feeling.
Yeah, so true. And that's hard because we're so used to getting things now. Yeah. So we need to unlearn that that is normal and that actually delayed gratification is way more powerful and way you get way bigger sense of accomplishment like doing that. And then what about I had another point to add about when, you know, you start something and you're on a roll and you're doing really good and maybe you had a plan and you had your goal and you actually, like, you're going great, but then life happens, something gets in the way, good or bad or both, and then it kind of derails the plan.
Yeah.
And this is very common. This can totally happen.
Well, of course, life does happen. So I think this is where it's really important to have that flexibility and also self-compassion. I mean, we talk about this a lot. Like, when do we need to show ourselves compassion? The answer is always.
Always.
We always need to be self-compassionate. And, like, this is where it's important. You be self-aware, but you also have self-compassion. So you know deep down, you be honest with yourself. Okay, this happened. I'm going to, you know, let go of my goal a little bit. Instead of getting it done in this time, I'm going to extend it. Mm-hmm. Or then you also realize, hang on a minute, no, I've let myself down and this is my responsibility. So, like, time to make a shift. But yeah, it's really important to have that self-compassion. And that also helps you enjoy the journey a lot more instead of being really hypercritical of yourself and always putting yourself down, because that doesn't help the learning journey.
No.
It doesn't make life better to be hypercritical and just always putting yourself down, even though I keep saying I suck about my Italian. Like, I'm saying it with, you know, like it's a joke. You know, I'm being very good at dabbling in my learning about pasta. So that's a great start. I mean, eating the pasta.
Yeah, like you need it, like your Italian eating journey is very, like, you're like an A grade student.
I'm so good at that, really.
Which is so important.
I would say even the wine, Italian wine, I'm getting good at that too.
Well, all very important things, in my opinion. It's true, though. And then eventually you'll have the language and it will all just piece together like it should. It is true. If we can add the curiosity, if we can start with the curiosity and the joy and the things that light us up, if we can approach it with a sense of detachment that, you know, we're not just here to get the job done. We're here to enjoy the dance, enjoy the learning, enjoy the journey, enjoy the path and let it unfold. And can we release expectations? Because when we have expectations, again, we just put ceilings on ourselves. Ooh, and yeah. Expectations and detachment go completely hand in hand together. So detachment of how the journey should look and when the journey should be done, release the expectations that you should be an expert now, because hello, we're learning because we're beginners. So why are we expecting ourselves to be experts so quickly? Let's remember that. And then what was the last thing we just said?
Well, I don't know. Oh, compassion, yes. But I also want to add an important thing that I just thought of, and then maybe we conclude it. It's also important to remember all these lessons when we finish the certification. Because, exactly. You know, you can be like, okay, I'm going to do this. I'm going to enjoy it. I'm going to be so flexible and compassionate with myself, and I'm going to learn and, you know, for the sake of learning. And then you get your certification and you're like, well, what now? You know, you have to bring all that kind of energy into it and, you know, let the unfolding happen, because, you know, even whatever degree you do or whatever certification you do, whatever you tick off, it doesn't guarantee that this, you know, okay, once you get it done, then this is where you end up. No, then there's like a whole other world to deal with.
So true.
Of figuring out what you want to do with this certification, if anything.
And the thing is, it's like, if we can practice this approach during the learning, then we're going to get stronger at this approach after the learning. So don't wait to begin this kind of way of living, as in you can do this now. Like, you can do this with everything. This isn't just for learning a new thing. This is like life, great life advice. But all of the kind of philosophies that we talk about, it's nice to kind of bring them into certain examples and see how they show up in certain examples. For example, we've talked about detachment before. We've talked about expectations. We've talked about self-compassion, but we're bringing them into the learning space and noticing how that kind of pops up or comes up.
Yeah.
Whereas if we put them more on, like, you know, like body image, like, it would be different. But all these philosophies cross over into every aspect of life. That's why it's so powerful to practice them, because once you start practicing in one space, it just ripples out into every crease and corner of life. That's why Merrybody is so good, because you practice self-acceptance, self-compassion, self-respect on the mat, and then you're like, what the hell? I am now doing this at work, and this is really not, this is not what I used to do, but hey, this is really nice.
Exactly. So amazing.
Well, I'm getting excited. I want to go pop into the Merrybody Yoga Teach Training community and check in on all of our trainees.
Yes, good idea.
Well, if you've got questions, comments, feedback, let us know. This was a quick little burst of motivation for us and for you, I hope. So let us know, did you enjoy it? Otherwise, we will be back in your ears with a brand new episode next week on the Get Merry podcast. Bye.
Bye. Ciao.
1 As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.